AfriNex is a group and hosted by the Atlantic Council, but more specifically, this AfriNex conference is looking to address really on a wider scale what's already being done by companies and public institutions throughout the Western world, and that's a greater cooperation. You know, bridging gaps in education, human development, technology, you know, things that are happening really on a small scale or a case-by-case basis now between the West and Africa, and conference goers would really like to see more of. And a point I'd like to make, too, is that this conference is also including members of the African diaspora right alongside embassy staff, think tank members, policy writers that are actually listening to and asking questions to them. You know, things like, how is Africa conducting business? What can Americans do better to participate in African markets without overwhelming them or, you know, completely dominating them as they may have in the past? But the key theme here really from this conference is a more collective approach and increasing business and creating social change in Africa rather than a case-by-case basis.
So that's what they hope to address at this conference, to come up with some coherent approach to investing in African markets.
Absolutely, yes. And funny enough, I was speaking with an art curator right before I stepped in here, who was telling me that there really wasn't a ton of interest really within African art, African culture, really until post-pandemic. And now that things like Afrobeats have really taken a place in the Western world, there is now so much more interest in our art and, you know, seeing where that is going, you know, with technology, with culture, with, you know, scientific advancement has really, really been encouraging.
You mentioned Afrobeat. It seems like it's a two-way street here. It's not just investment flowing in one direction.
Yes, absolutely. And this investment, I think, at least from my perspective here, is that it's been a lot more Western-centric towards Africa. But I think, unlike the conferences in the past, is that there is African diaspora here telling them what to do, how to increase their market share, how to increase their presence in Africa without completely dominating it.
And yeah, this is the second time you mentioned members of the diaspora. What is the importance of involving them? I mean, you would think it's easier for like businesses to go into Africa, African countries, and talk to private sector, governments, businesses. Why? What role can the diaspora play?
Members of the diaspora, really particularly in Washington, D.C., have the strong and powerful connections to each other and back home to their communities in Africa that Western organizations are finally noticing. You know, these members are doing, as I said, really amazing things throughout the country, throughout America and the Western world, creating art, developing technology, holding public offices, and becoming journalists in really their own way and really reinventing and adapting many of the systems to their own benefit. And really at the forefront of this too has been younger diaspora members with access to greater communication tools back home, cell phones, information technology. The future has really proven limitless for them, and also having a savviness to learn that technology too, to use it, to develop it further at a quicker pace, was something on par that we would even see at a Western institution.
You did mention that the West so far has dominated in this relationship with Africa. But have Western companies and institutions, been really successful in tapping into modern African markets, or are they just waking up to the potential?
I think now, I think conferences like this, they are finally realizing the potential of Africa and particularly African youth. And going back to that first point that I made, the Western companies and institutions, they're already on the continent, but why not reframe the way that they're doing this? And particularly with bigger and medium-sized corporations, how exactly are these companies doing business, and what can they do to increase African participation, both in the diaspora and in the home markets? And while they've completely taken them over, particularly within the colonial period, now there's more of a, we're open to listening, and now we realize the potential that's already there without having to do anything.
And from the discussion, just finally from the discussion you're tuning into right now and the people you're interacting with, what does the future look like? Is it bright? And what is the place of the youth in it, African youth?
Oh, and African youth certainly are the future. Definitely are the future, as you know, as I've been seeing throughout this. You know, their youth-led conversations. There, our own colleague Jackson Bungangu hosts a youth-oriented show, also, you know, driving this conversation. And so, while the products and takeaways, you know, won't really be instant. You know, we've seen Afrobeats, you know, be really nothing within the Western sense to now this really popular music genre. It won't be instant, but the fact that young diaspora members are here and saying what many listeners on the continent already know, you know, they know the markets, the people, what's needed for them, and they can make them popular for Western audiences. And whether or not, you know, enough of these Western institutions, Western organizations are listening and kind of wake up and make those changes, we'll certainly have to see.